chance, we'll stay home and stare.
The Spice Girls and Wannabe, ladies.
If you want to be my lover.
Good morning. It's Mike McKay, 105.7 CFW, 80s, 90s, and more. It's Tuesday. It is the 22nd of October. Up at it. Let's take on the day, shall we? I have my coffee in hand. I'm ready. How about you? Here's Tom Petty.
It's up, we both know it, we don't talk too much about it. Ain't no real big secret, all the same, somehow we get around it. Somehow, tied up, taken away, and held for ransom.
Claire wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning. 105.7 CFW.
And more.
We're your place for fun music. 105.7 CFW.
I'm
105.7 CFW. Mike, along with you. Good morning. Happy Tuesday to you. Hope it's going to be a great day today. All right, let's get to our feel-good story of the day. I'd like to start you out with a positive story, something to maybe put a smile on your face to realize that there is still humanity out there. More relief for the hurricane victims down there. Students at New Martinsville School in West Virginia worked with local fire department to collect items for victims of Hurricane Helene in North Carolina, where we know how hard they were hit. They managed to fill a pickup truck and an 8-foot trailer with essential supplies. Principal Stacy Walton said, couldn't be prouder, saying the kids have shown incredible leadership and kindness. They simply wanted to help. Over 1,000 items collected. The students say they were thrilled to make an impact on those in need from miles away. And now as the truck's headed to North Carolina, the students say they hope their efforts and charity is going to bring some comfort and relief to so many families who are putting their lives back together. And they said not only that, but they will continue to do it even more if need be. So to the students in Martinsville School in West Virginia, job well done.
Eau Claire wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning.
CFW. This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action, www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Attention gentlemen, fall is here and Muldoon's Menswear has you covered. Whether you're stepping out in style with a tailored Jack Victor suit, kicking back in a Tommy Bahama shirt, or staying sharp in 34 Heritage jeans, Muldoon's has everything you need. Fresh fall fashions are arriving daily and are perfect for any occasion, from casual wear to outerwear plus shoes and tuxedos. Visit Muldoon's today and find your perfect fit. Muldoon's Menswear, where style meets sophistication. Head to Muldoon's.com and see for yourself.
Chances are you're not hearing this ad while topping 100 in your Aston Martin or taking a spin around town in your Rolls Royce. But if you are, then Donald Trump's tax plan is for you. Just ask him.
You're rich as hell. We're going to give you a tax cut?
But if you're hearing this on your way to work or school pickup, if you're heading to the grocery store or wondering how long you can stretch that tank of gas, then your plan is Kamala Harris's plan. She'll make the wealthy and big corporations pay their fair share so she can give the middle class a tax cut, as well as $25,000 for first-time homebuyers, $6,000 for first-time parents, and a $50,000 tax deduction for starting a new business. Because that guy in the Cybertruck that just zoomed by doesn't need another break. But Kamala Harris knows you sure could use one.
Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Votersofthese50states.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Weaver City Church in Menominee holds community Bible discussions in towns throughout our region. Join us in Eau Claire at the District Pub and Grill or in Colfax at A Little Slice of Italy for a weekly Bible study every Wednesday night at 6:30 p.m. No matter what church you attend, you're welcome to participate in this Bible study. Our goal is to increase your knowledge, your discipleship, and your Christian fellowship. So stop in and let's dig into God's Word together.
Kamala Harris gets that everyday costs are too high. She has real plans to tackle price gouging, cut taxes for middle-class families, and make life more affordable. Her opponent's plan?
Donald Trump plans to impose what is, in effect, a national sales tax. On everyday products, it will mean higher prices on just about every one of your daily needs. A Trump tax on gas, a Trump tax on food, a Trump tax on clothing, a Trump tax on over-the-counter medication. Donald Trump's plan would cost a typical family $3,900 a year. When everyday prices are too high, he will make them even higher.
Kamala Harris, a better plan for lowering costs for a future we can afford. Paid for by FFPAC, FFPAC.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. FFPAC's responsible for the content of this advertising.
Eau Claire wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning.
CFW.
Pinned to my wall, an image of you and of me, and we're laughing with love at it all. Look at our life now, all tattered and torn. We fuss and we fight and delight in the tears that we cry until dawn.
CFW, 80s, 90s, and more. Mike McKay along with you. Good morning. Hopefully you got that Civic Media app on your smartphone. That way, right there in the palm of your hand, we're with you. You can listen to us anywhere, anytime. Of course, you can reach out to us. Cheryl did just a few minutes ago, said she is up and listening, gets her day started every day right here with 105.7 CFW. thank you, Cheryl. We appreciate that. Let me know if you got that Civic Media app. Drop me a text. Tell me where you're listening. All right? Here's Dan Hartman now.
No more timing. Each tear that falls from my eyes. I'm not hiding the remedy to cure this old heart of mine. I can dream about you if I can't hold it tonight. I can dream about you. You know how to hold me just right. I can dream about you if I can't hold it tonight. I can dream about you. You know how to hold me just right. Moving sidewalk, I don't see under my feet.
CFW.
105.7 CFW. We'll be right back.
1057 CFW 80s, 90s, and more. Mike McKay along with you on this Tuesday morning, 1999. There goes Prince from the album entitled 1999, which, by the way, was released in 1982. Yes, remember that? And if you're doing the math on that, that album came out 42 years ago. I know. Oh, man, all that math. Now my head hurts. I got to sit down.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide. No escape from reality. Open your eyes. Look up to the skies and see. I'm just a easy come, easy go, little high, little low. Any way the wind blows doesn't really matter to me.
Mama just killed a man. A gun against his head, pulled my trigger, now he's dead. Mama, life had just begun, but now I've gone and thrown it all away. Mama, ooh, didn't mean to make you cry.
Will you do the bandango?
Thunderbolts and lightning, very, very frightening me.
Galileo, Galileo,
Galileo, Galileo
Figaro.
Magnifico. I'm just a poor boy, nobody loves me.
He's just a poor boy from a poor family, sparing his life from this monstrosity.
Easy come, easy go, will you let me go?
Bismillah.
No, we will not let you go.
Let him go.
Mamma mia,
mamma mia, let me go.
Beelzebub has a devil put aside for me, for me, for me.
always fun music. 105.7 CFW.
Crows, Mr. Jones, 105.7 CFW. All right, out on Facebook this morning, you may not realize it, but today, the 22nd of October, is National Nut Day. So I want to hear from you. What's your favorite nut? Do you have one? And I didn't say who is your favorite nut. I said what is your favorite nut, as in, you know, peanuts, walnuts, cashew. What would it be? Do you have a favorite? Head over to 1057CFW. That's our Facebook page. Feel free to share this morning your thoughts. All right, if you haven't clicked the like button yet on our Facebook page, do me a favor, do that this morning, okay? Or my Mike McKay page, same thing. But I want to know, on this National Nut Day, what, if you have one, is your favorite nut?
The Chippewa Valley wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning. And the Valley's fun music to start your day. 105.7 CFW.
SureTight Construction has been raising the roof on quality and craftsmanship. Family owned and operated for over 30 years. They specialize in residential and commercial projects. From siding and seamless gutters to asphalt, metal, and flat membrane roofs. Need a custom shed or garage? They have you covered. Visit SureTight.com today or call 715-720-0212. SureTight Construction, where your dreams become reality.
Get your tickets today for Blues, Brews, and Barbecues on November 2nd at the Community Rec Center in Marinette, Wisconsin. Six award-winning barbecue pitmasters go head-to-head while your taste buds get punched in the mouth with lip-smacking barbecue. You'll listen to Blues Hall of Fame legend Joe Moss. Following Joe, Blues icon Taranzo Cannon hits the stage playing tunes from his number one album, Shut Up and Play. VIP tickets are only $27.50 and include barbecue samples from all six competitors, a full beverage of your choice, VIP pit passport, and both concerts. General admission tickets are just $17.50. Learn more at fishonmarinette.com and click on the pig. That's fishonmarinette.com. Sponsored by Fincantieri, Marinette Marine, The Motor Company, Anderson's Culligan, and Farmers Merchants Bank and Trust. Blues, Brews, Barbecues, come get some.
Supported by Travel Wisconsin.
Donald Trump's import sales tax plan would cost the average American family almost $4,000 a year more for everyday necessities, like groceries, school supplies, medications, clothes, gas. $3,900 more added to your cart every year.
Donald Trump plans to impose what is, in effect, a national sales tax. It will mean higher prices on just about every one of your daily needs. A Trump tax on gas. A Trump tax on food.
Instead of a Trump tax hike, we will pass a middle-class tax cut that will benefit more than 100 million Americans.
I will help families by letting you keep more of your hard-earned money.
Learn more at thetrumptax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Votersofthese50states.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Like a wet dog at a formal tea party.
Max, no!
Guys, when you go shopping for clothes, do you ever feel like you just don't belong?
Max, don't!
So fellas, shop a store that's designed for you. Muldoon's Menswear in Eau Claire. Quality men's clothing from formal to casual with hats, shoes, and accessories too. Muldoon's carries sizes small to 6X tall. Big, tall, short, or small, Muldoon's fits them all. Muldoon's Menswear, South Hastings Way, Eau Claire.
Today's weather forecast is brought to you by SureTight Construction. Raising the roof on quality and craftsmanship. There's no job too big or too small. Find them at SureTight.com.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Fairchild Police Department has announced the arrest of a suspect who led officers on a high-speed chase through Eau Claire County on Saturday. According to a press release, officers attempted to stop the vehicle being driven by Keegan Fogelson of Black River Falls at around 6 p.m. Fogelson then fled, reaching speeds of 70 miles per hour in residential neighborhoods while throwing things out of the vehicle and ramming the pursuing squad cars repeatedly. He eventually surrendered after reaching his home and locking himself inside. The former Glenwood City School District superintendent, who was accused of stealing nearly $300,000, has officially been charged. Tim Johnson is facing 17 felony charges, including theft, money laundering, forgery, and misconduct of office. He is accused of taking over $90,000 through his position as superintendent and not completing Viterbo University classes for which he was given over $200,000. Johnson stepped down from his Chippewa Falls HR position earlier this year. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Chippewa Valley weather.
Partly cloudy this morning, becoming mostly cloudy this afternoon with a sprinkle or two possible by later today. Our high 72 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy and breezy, 42 tomorrow, sunny 53. By Thursday, partly cloudy with a high back up to 64. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 50.
CFW.
Survivor, Eye of the Tiger, 105.7 CFW, 80s, 90s, and more. Mike McKay along with you. Good morning if you're just getting your day started. It is Tuesday, the 22nd of October, if you haven't looked at the calendar yet. It's going to be another very nice day, temperature-wise, well above normal for this time. Yesterday was incredible, wasn't it? I mean, it was just an amazing day. It certainly did not feel like the 21st of October. Today is not going to feel like the 22nd of October. Tomorrow, probably going to feel more like the 23rd as it cools off. Anyway, thanks for getting your day started. Let me be part of it. I appreciate that. When we jump into the 7 o'clock hour, do you know how much sugar we eat every day? Whew, wait till you hear this. I'm going to tell you about it.
Not that I don't care, so, 'cause I hear it all the time, but they never let you know on the TV and the radio. pure, but every night is bright. She got, she sang sugar sweet, she got me rapping to the beat. Then I knew that she was hot. She was singing,
don't turn around.
She said, babe, you know I miss Jill and Joe and all my funky friends. But my street understanding was just enough to know what she really meant. And I got to thinking while she was talking that her nose had told the story. She rides with the others in the subway singing,
don't turn around.
Uh-oh.
And call me stars in town.
Uh-oh. And if he talks to you and you don't know why, you say your life is gonna make you die. Alice Clark, come inside.
Chop!
Cause all the children know they were sliding down into the valley. They're all slipping on the same snow. Here the children,
don't turn around.
Uh-oh.
Jojo, they call themselves in town.
Uh-oh. It's got the power and you're so weak, and your frustration will not let you speak. La 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 la.
Don't turn around.
Uh-oh. Jojo,
they call themselves in town.
And more.
Oh, I swear, baby, I want to get away. I want to fly away.
105.7 CFW.